the colleague who asked me more about the Rape Crisis Center where I volunteered, and the bosses who didn't blink an eye when I took an hour for therapy appointments during lunch. Each conversation laid down a stone, and eventually I found my way to a sense of resilience and wholeness most survivors of sexual abuse don't get to find. My personal experience as a survivor and gratitude for my healing sparked a passion for creating cobblestone pathways for other survivors and for people who want to help them but don't always know how. Every conversation I could now spark with a friend, date, colleague, boss, or stranger laid down a stone not just for me, but also for others who might walk the same path. My passion for inspiring and having these valuable conversations was, and is, grounded in an almost obsessive optimism about humans and the world, an unending thirst to listen and learn, and a sense of obligation to pay the world back for the healing I found through luck, privilege, and grace. These characteristics led me to a degree in women's studies and to numerous volunteer roles as a crisis counselor, working with and alongside survivors of sexual violence. In college,